Saturday night. We met Silly Millie, everything was all right. Her eyes started rolling, we should have went a bowling. Bam, bam.
Who's y'all saying? My, my.
Well, Sam and Silly Millie, about a quarter to four, was romping and a stomping on a hardwood floor. Along came Flirty Murdy, barging in on the fun. Silly Millie got jealous and she pulled out a gun. Table started crashing, 44's a flashing. Bam, bam.
Who's y'all saying? My, my.
Well, the police, fire chief, highway patrol, knocking down the front door with a big long pole. Sammy was a lying on the cold, cold floor, shot through the middle with a 44. Millie was a crying, Sam was surely dying. Bam, bam.
Who shot Sam? My, my.
For shooting old Sam. The judge, he gave her 20 mil. He said, that's a lot. You shouldn't give me nothing. He's already half shot. A drinking white lightning started all the fight. Bam, bam.
Who shot Sam? My, my.
Well, the police, fire chief, highway patrol, knocking down the front door with a big long pole. Sammy was a-lying on the cold, cold floor, shot through the middle with a 44. Millie was a crying, Sam was surely dying. Bam, bam.
Who shot Sam? My, my.
Who shot Sam? I don't know. Maybe the possum can tell us after all. That is the old possum, George Jones, there. You don't hear that one from George very often on the classic country stations. You hear White Lightning quite a bit, but not that one. Anyway, Roger Smith here, as most of you know by now, and a great big welcome to the Listener's Choice Magazine edition number 34. And we've got a lot of music and a lot of requests. I guess before we get to those, though, we'd better tell you how to get in touch with us in case you need to change an address or get a request in or whatever you want to do there. There are two or three ways you can do it. Send us an email to snakeguy@insightbb.com. That's insightbb, BB as in broadband, snakeguy@insightbb.com. And you can also call us at area code 773-572-7899 and leave us a voicemail and we'll get your message that way. Or some of you might be listening to us online, or maybe you're listening to us on tape here and want to check us out online. Well, you can do that. And you can contact us that way also with a form on the website. That website is www.bluegrasspals.com. Go to the Listener's Choice section on that site and open us up, listen to us, bring us down, save us, whatever you want to do. We're always glad to have all of you. And let's get to the music here. Let's send out one that Mike Lanth requested a long time ago, and we appreciate you hanging in there with us, Mike. We're finally glad to get this on for you. This gentleman by the name of Guy Drake was a TV antenna repairman. No, I did not say TV repairman. He was a TV antenna repairman. That's a lost art, isn't it? In Eastern Kentucky. He wrote this song, and I don't know how he got it marketed, recorded and marketed and everything, but he did. And he got a lot of airplay on it back about 1968. Guy Drake with one called Welfare Cadillac.
Well, I've never worked much. In fact, I've been poor all my life. I guess all I really own is 10 kids and a wife. This house is a live-in of mine, but it's really a shack. But I always managed somehow to drive me a brand new Cadillac. Back door steps, they done fell plumb down. Front screen door's off and laying somewhere out there on the ground. wind just now whooped another piece of that old tar roofing off the back. Sure hope it don't skin up that new Cadillac. Front porch post, they'll loose the bottom. It don't make no sense to fix them because that floor just too darn rotten. Wintertime, we sometimes have some snow blows into the cracks. It's too bad we just all pile up and sleep out there in that new Cadillac. Now, I know the place ain't much, but I sure don't pay no rent. I get a check the first of every month from this here federal government. Every Wednesday, I get commodities by sometimes 4 or 5 sacks. Pick them up down to the welfare office driving that new Cadillac. Now, some folks say I'm crazy, and I've even been called a fool. But my kids get free books and all them there free lunches at school. We get peanut butter and cheese, and man, they give us flour by the size. Of course, them welfare checks, they meet the payments on this new Cadillac. Now, the way that I see it, these other folks are fools. They're working and paying taxes just to send my young ones through school. Salvation Army cuts her hair and gives the clothes we'll wear on her back so we can dress up and ride around and show off this new Cadillac. But things still gonna get better yet, or at least that's what I understand. They tell me this new president put in a whole new poverty plan. Well, he's gonna send us poor folks money. They say we're gonna get it out here in stacks. In fact, my wife's already shopping around for her new Cadillac.
Broke every rule. Who'd lie awake all night, cry till you were out of sight?
We'll get that one in there for all of the Connie Smith fans on the Listener's Choice magazine, and we got a bunch of them. We'll send that out especially to Squirrel 14. The Squirrel and Kendall are good friends of ours from right here in Louisville, and I know the Squirrel's a big old Connie Smith fan, so we'll send that out especially to her. And that's Nobody But a Fool, of course. That's one when Connie was young. I believe that was on her first recording session. Well, we like to get a new one in the Listener's Choice whenever we can, and we've got a good one for you this time. This is the title cut from Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver's new album. It's a really different and good song, I think. You know, you don't get many story songs anymore, and this one is. This one really tells a good story of a family, and I really like it. It's kind of sad, a little depressing, but I really like the song. It says a lot. Listen to it and see what you think about More Behind the Picture Than the Walls.
I was cleaning out the closet, throwing things away. I'd forgotten all about it, but I looked, there it lay. I picked it up, found a frame, and hung it in the hall. But there's more behind this picture than the wall. It was taken on that trip we took back in 92. Casey sure did look like me, Lori looked like you. We had no way of knowing then just how the cards would fall. Yeah, there's more behind this picture than the wall. Casey joined the army. They sent him far from home. Lori moved Hollywood, pretending she was grown. You and I held on and tried to make sense of it all. There's more behind this picture than the wall. Soon our little family was scattered to the wind. You fell out of love with me and wouldn't fall back in. I was sleeping by myself the night I got that call. Yeah, there's more behind this picture than the wall. Casey died a hero, that's what the chaplain said. We couldn't find sweet Lori, I doubt she knows it yet. You and I stood tortured by the memories we recall. There's more behind this picture than the wall. Four happy loving faces, back then we had it all. But there's more behind this picture than the wall, than the wall.
isn't any in mine. It's your world, and I don't belong in it. Foolishly, I keep pretending that I do.
Marty Robbins there, and It's Your World. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that may have been the follow-up to his big hit, Don't Worry About Me. Good song there, It's Your World. I'm also pretty sure it was done on the same recording session, you think? Well, this next one, I'm going to do a little bit timidly. I'm not shy very often, but I am a little bit in this case. Joanne in St. Louis requested this next tune, and we sure appreciate it, Joanne, and we're going to get it on for you. But again, I'm doing it a little timidly because this is a song that yours truly wrote back a few years ago, and we included it when we recorded our CD, our family CD, called Silver, Ebony, and Scarlet. And we did not, do anything with these CDs for selling them or anything like that. We did it for fun more than anything else. And just hope that a few people might enjoy it. And apparently Joanne liked this song, so we're gonna play it for you now. I'm doing the vocals, lead, and harmony on this song. Our daughter Carol Ann did the arrangement and the beautiful music work on her Roland keyboard. Just did a really, really nice job for us. This song is called Baby Girl, and we hope you enjoy it.
It breaks my heart when people look at you as if to tell you, come on, act your age. You haven't been a kid in many years. You know that's what they'd like to say. Sometimes I wonder if you ever spent one full secure day in this world. I hope you know I mean it when I say I understand you, baby girl. It doesn't matter if you're in my long cold night, or acting crazy in some crowded room. Honey, I'm always on your side. Let those other women have their way and live in their small-minded world. Possess the charms that make you my sweet. you'd already lived so many lives long before I came around. And I sure don't have many answers when your past starts to bring you down. But if you only learn to on me, on days when everything goes wrong, well, babe, I have the strength to carry you till you can make it on your own. If you're crying on my shoulder just before the break of day, or being moody in a business place, trying real hard to get your way, even I won't always understand just what it is that turns your world. But on this one thing you can depend from me, I'll always love you, baby girl. I'll be there for you, baby girl. I'm glad you're my sweet baby girl.
See my sister way out west. That's very thoughtful of you, dear. I'm really touched by all this tenderness. But us women are suspicious things. We know that men aren't born with wings. What's making you so kind? Now, I'm not smart, but I'm not blind. I think that you've got evil on your mind. You think that you've been good about as long as most red-blooded he-men could. We've been together for so long, I know another pasture's looking good. Men don't look at me that certain way from time to time. Don't think that you're the only one that must contend with evil on your mind. Your mind is in a harem and surrounded by exotic dancing girls. You're hearing pretty music as they run their slender fingers through your curls. Ah, dream on, baby. I thank you for the flowers and the candy, honey, that was very kind. For that's your way of telling me you're sorry for the evil on your mind.
One of my favorites there from Miss Jan Howard. I like that a lot. One called Evil on Your Mind. Let's get one now from Conway Twitty. This has always been one of my favorites from Conway, too. We're turning the clock forward now by several years. This was long about 82 or 83. One called Lost in the Feeling. This song has a lot of steel work. And listen to this one. Get a lot of really, really good steel guitar work, pedal steel work. Some good harmony, just a real good Conway Twitty sound. See what you think about it.
Mm-hmm. We step out on the dance floor, the band starts to play. Holding you close, I get carried away. Finding that falling is easy to do. Lost in the feeling with you. Time standing still as I whirl you around. We're dancing without even touching the ground. Finding that falling is easy to do. Lost in the feeling with you. Are spoken, none need to be said. You and the music have gone to my just go on when the music is through. Lost in the feeling with you. Lost in the feeling with you.
I'm sorry, but that's far from being true. 'Cause I'm afraid I love her much more than I ever loved you. You told me that I'd like her, and how right can you be? But I'm afraid you've lost us, your best friend and me.
Well, there's a good one for you from back in 1963. Mac Wiseman there, and Your Best Friend and Me. That may well have been his last chart song. In fact, it probably was. And that is not the original on that. For those of you who might pick up on that, you're absolutely right. That is because I do not have the original on that song. Never have been able to find it. But that's a good one anyway, and we hope you enjoyed it. Lady Bear in Springfield, Missouri, was asking me what issue this next song was on, and I keep all my songs and the edition they're on the computer. I keep a list of them. I looked it up, and I cannot find it. So if it was on a back issue, I do not know which one it was, but this is a good song, and I'm going to send this one out to her. This is one from Faith Hill, and this is another good story song, one of those we were talking about a few minutes ago from back in the 90s. Faith Hill, hope you enjoy it.
Linda works the diner, pouring coffee, slinging hash. She said I wouldn't have come in today, but I really need the cash. I know I can't fool anyone, 'cause dark glasses tell no lies, but makeup won't cover up a black and eye. Oh, you see, Jimmy works construction now, but yesterday it rained, so he went down to the liquor store, and by noon he felt no pain. Well, I came in an hour late, then I let his supper burn. Well, it hit the roof, hit the wall, and then it was my turn. He said, it always has been, and so it remains. But he holds the keys in a fist of rage. His home is his castle, and mine is a cage. Someone must have heard the noise, and they dialed 911. And the cop who showed up at the door asked, is there a problem, son? And Jimmy smiled and said, no, sir, just a little fight, that's all. Hey, you know how it gets sometimes when you're laying down the law. My suitcase, I started packing up my clothes, and Jimmy said, now Linda, where do you expect to go with those? I told him I have tried, but not an ounce of love survives. Then he grabbed my wrist and shouted, you're not leaving here alive. Nerve, I'll run, but Jim don't give up easily, so I intend to buy a gun. He will never see the way he treats me as a crime. Somebody ought to lock him up, but I'm the one who's done the time. He's is a cage.
Jennings there with one called Green River. I always did like that song. Didn't get a lot of airplay, but I always liked it. That one also from back in the 60s. We're going to finish up this side with one from Hank Williams, an old standard that all of you will certainly recognize. We get a lot of requests in here for Hank Williams. Then to begin side two, we're going to play one from Carl Smith, and we're going to send it out to Don in Dallas. He's a big Carl Smith fan, and we're going to send that out to him. First of all, though, Hank Williams and Hey Good Looking.
Say hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Hey, sweet baby, don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe? I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill, and I know a spot right over the hill. There's soda pop and the dancing's free, so if you wanna have fun, come along with me. Say, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Thank you. steady company. I'm gonna throw my date book over the fence and fly me one for 5 or 10 cents. I'll keep it till it's covered with age, 'cause I'm writing your name down on every page. Say, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?